Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello, yes, America's favorite couple is back. And so anxious to entertain you today.
Yes.
Did you know that we had been voted America's favorite couple? America's favorite sweethearts.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who voted?
Not you, but a lot of other people did.
Okay.
And that's how they look at us.
Okay. If you say so, I'm going to go with it.
I do say so.
Okay.
All right. So we are sponsored by, or as a lot of radio and podcast people say, driven by, especially if our sponsor is a car dealership, because the word sponsor is looked at negatively. Like you wouldn't know that they're our sponsor when we say, you know, powered by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Not sponsored by, that's negative. Powered by.
Yay.
We're powered by.
Yay.
Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And they are, and I'm not saying literally like the way young people overly use the word literally, but they are literally training, going through training exercises, physical training for their big Labor Day sale that's coming up.
That's right.
Oh, what's her name? Had them, you know, doing all kinds of training exercises. What's her name?
Coach K.
Coach K, and that stands for Kathy. Katie. And, they got this big Labor Day sale going, and they've got special financing on all of their stuff. Now, they are a furniture and mattress store. Started out as just a mattress store, but they've grown by leaps and bounds because they're so great. They're mm-hmm. such wonderful people with great products at great prices. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're looking for bedroom or living room, They've got it, and they've got a lot of great stuff on special prices and special financing for their Labor Day sale.
And a lot is in stock.
In stock, ready to rock. That's what they say.
Yep.
And I mean, they're over there doing squats and types of rolling, you know, agility type exercises.
Ready. Yeah, they're ready for you.
And knowing none of them that is doing that is going to be picking up anything. They're just selling and getting it out the door.
You know,
their big team of delivery people, they're doing all the heavy lifting along with the warehouse people. It's an operation that's pretty much flawless the way they've got it down now. And it's just great. If you need furniture, basically just go to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. They got locations all over the Lake Norman area, but they can deliver wherever in the Charlotte area. So,
you know, there wasn't a day this week that I didn't see a Sweet Dreams truck on the road.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't it like where they say you see a cow every day of your life? Isn't that the old thing? Uh-huh. Every day of your life, you'll see a cow in some form or another.
Well, I see a Sweet Dreams truck.
You see a Sweet Dreams truck in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know what I always do? Since we're friends with the owners, when I see a Sweet Dreams truck, I'm saying, please don't do anything bad that I'd have to report you.
I say,
hey, don't be doing anything dangerous in traffic, because I don't want to have to snitch on you. Because I mean, as close as we are to Kathy and Greg, the owners over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go check it out first online if you want before you go to one of their locations, or just go to one of their locations. You'll love their stuff and you'll love them. And the website is tjriggins.com/mattress, tjriggins.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay.
Woohoo.
Yay. Powered by Sweet Dreams. If you're watching us on the YouTubes or wherever, you can see that we're coming to you from our new mountain cabin.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I guess that's what that is.
I guess.
Uh-huh. We got a backdrop that looks like we're in some kind of a fancy house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been kind of a, I don't know, it's been kind of a a job to find a backdrop that works for the TJ Riggins show and this show and whenever Jody is on with Lindsay for her Facebook Live show. Mm-hmm. But you don't really like this, do you?
It's fine, but I would have gone with something more simple.
Why didn't you? Because I didn't really care.
I thought you did.
No, I don't care.
You love scenes.
I told you I got a scene before, and it didn't work out, and it's wadded up in the closet over there.
Oh.
Because it's made of paper. It's not a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
But if you want to send this back and just put a wall-looking thing behind it, I am fine with that.
Like a brick wall.
I got too much other stuff to be worried about.
This is fine. I don't think anybody cares. Has anybody said anything that you know of?
Riggins made fun of it.
Well, so he always makes fun of everything.
But, you know, I'm going to maybe have to do my political show from here sometime or other extra political podcast thing. And that's what I was looking for, something that would go for everybody.
Yeah.
For everything.
I love the flag for your political thing. But,
yeah.
But I get what you're saying about it working for all.
Because, I mean,
it's too hard to change
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Too bad we don't have, like, one wall for this thing, one wall for this thing, one wall for this. I mean, we're just turning this room into a full-on studio.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't really have time to watch my big TV on the wall over there anymore. So
no, but you did yesterday.
I did, yeah. I got a little of that in. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it.
Good.
So much.
You needed it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I kind of, it wouldn't make sense just to have a, okay, here's the thing. When the Ace and TJ show first started doing video podcasts and stuff from that other studio, and we had that wood panel tape on the wall that was supposed to look like we were, you know, in a cabin or something, I hated that so much that any type of wood paneling, I just automatically kind of flinch about. No, even if it's a different color or whatever. And then I was looking at the flag thing that I had that I loved, and it had... It was like a flag that was just kind of draped over a gray wooden wall.
Oh.
So, I really don't, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, the only other one I liked, it was a black, like a black gray, and it looks like just a brick wall.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I was just trying to do something plain so that if you do wear colors and stuff, it's not so much.
Well, let's send this one back and get that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't like this one.
You don't?
I've decided just now I don't.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
I like the material, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's no big deal. You know what? Maybe they sell them at Sweet Dreams.
Maybe we order it, keep this one, try that other one and see, and then send whichever one back.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Do you want to do it right now?
No. No, I do not.
Because we got to order that and a new sleep mask for me for my CPAP machine.
Nothing but exciting things here.
Yeah. We've already been shopping those this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because in the middle of the night last night, mine just started this high-pitched squeal.
Like
just
a train coming.
You know, really loud
train
like
whistle.
That. Yeah. Because the rubber part is coming away from the plastic part, and it's making the air go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. And I haven't lost enough weight yet to be able to tell if I'm going to be able to, you know, not have to have that when I lose my goal weight.
You've lost so much weight.
Well, thanks.
You look really good.
Thank you.
You looked really handsome last night.
Yeah, you know, we went out to fancy dinner. Thank you. You always look, you know, I can't keep up with you, though. People always think that... you know, I know when they see us, they think, how did he get hurt?
They do not.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to get closer, you know,
try to
get handsome again.
Stop it.
But, I have about 60-something pounds left to go.
I don't think you have 60-something.
I want to be, I said last night, I want to be the same size as little friend Jenny so we can share clothes.
Ew. That means I'd be bigger than you.
Yeah, does she even weigh more than 100 pounds?
I don't know. Probably not. Mm.
Yeah, so can you imagine me less than 100 pounds walking around here looking like Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club?
And she's, what, 5'2"?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want people to say, are you sick? That's the size I want to be.
Then that is sick. Sick in the head.
Well, I mean, I've been morbidly obese for so long.
Mm-hmm.
1 foot in the grave and one on a banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of the health crisis in America.
Well, you're leaving that health crisis.
Yeah, but I do miss
donuts.
Oh my gosh. I miss beer and peanut butter.
He said 100 times last night, we're going to stop at the store and get donuts. We're going to stop at the store and get donuts. I'm like, no, we're not. No, we're not.
That wouldn't really.
And I try to be very respectful of this diet, just so y'all know. I try not to. I try to eat what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I do eat something that's something he couldn't have, I try not to do it in front of him. I really have.
Yeah, I do, but I've told you, you don't have to.
Oh,
I don't mind. I mean, I'm strong.
I know, but I'm strong-willed. But that's mean, I feel like.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I
wouldn't like it if you sat in front of me and just scarfed down my favorite things and, you know, was like, donut is so good.
Okay, but like last weekend we were watching Waterfront. We were finishing up Waterfront, and I went and poured a little bowl of whatever that popcorn is we get. It's healthy with avocado. And I felt bad eating that in front of you. And then you look at me almost like sadness.
Well, I miss popcorn.
Well, so see, that's why I'm not going to do
it. It makes me feel worse if you're not going to have something that you're able to enjoy. Because
you don't know that I want it.
It's not your fault that I'm fat. I did it to myself. You know, it's just like when people are trying to quit smoking. When I quit smoking, I made sure to be around people who were still smoking. So that way, whenever it did happen around me, I didn't just crumble, you know.
It's true.
It's kind of the same way with the diet. And you know what? The way I look at it is, I'm 55 years old. And if I want to eat a donut, even though I'm on a diet, I'm going to do it regardless. But I just don't want to. I mean, I want to, but I don't want to.
We got to get healthy. So if we have grandkids one day, we got to be able to run and and jump around.
I'm not worried anything about being healthy. I just want to look good.
Okay.
It's all cosmetic with me. I don't care.
Heaven forbid we would get healthy.
Yeah, because I always said if I didn't have other people that depend on me, like a wife and kids and stuff, I would have been on steroids a long time ago. I mean, I would have looked like a machine walking around.
Gross. Okay.
And now, if I didn't have all that, I'd have probably already been on the Ozempic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing Ozempic or Kilimanjaro or any of those kinds of things. But
anyway.
Regardless. When we get through with segment three, I'm finna go get a donut.
No, he's not. Because there's none to be had.
I got a truck.
You're not going
full
anywhere.
Of gas.
You're not going anywhere.
Because you know the QT has some good donuts, even the ones that are left over from the morning.
Let's stop talking about food.
All right, we got to take a break. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up.
Hey, ladies, when you have dry, flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
TJ and Jody's house.
Thank you so much for listening and watching and doing and all of that stuff. We really appreciate it. It's a big week for Jody because she figured since I have two jobs, she needs two jobs. So she does, she's a salesperson for the network here. She sells commercial advertising and doing a great job of it. As a matter of fact, that Sweet Dreams furniture and mattress powers our podcast is Jody's client.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it didn't hurt that they were already friends, but still, right. That's not the only reason that they advertise with us.
I take good care of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to advertise, DM me. I'll take good care of you.
Yeah. DM Jody.
DM me if you want to do some commercials.
Or you can DM me as well, mm-hmm. and I'll get the message
I'll
to
I'll get them. Back to you faster.
No, yeah, you will, because I'll say, hey, right. here's this person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But then she got a new little job, mm-hmm. and I think it's adorable.
Thank you. It is good for me. I just started, I did 2 weeks? I just go a couple of days, work for a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because I worked from the time I was 15 up until we had kids.
Yeah.
And then didn't work the whole time with kids. And so now everybody's gone. And even though I am doing things to help with the show or whatever, I have a lot of downtime. And so I kind of get bored. And I you've said before, I don't sit still. I like to go. I like to move. I like to, and I want to learn. And I like to be out in the public. And I like to meet people. And I like to learn new things. And
the opposite of the way I am.
Yeah. So this, thank goodness, this came about, and I enjoy it. I'm learning. It's a lot. I've realized that I'm, 54 years old. I haven't worked where my mind's working like that with computers and stuff. But I love it because I need to learn how to do all that. And I need to keep my mind fresh.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing things with the show, selling and all that. And then now you throw me up on a couple podcasts. So he just wants me to work like he does.
You throwing yourself on that deal with Lindsay. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
She's got you.
Is that a weekly thing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, that's between y'all. I don't know anything about it. The only thing I know about what goes on that.
Yeah.
Because while y'all are doing it, I'm doing my other show.
Yeah.
And I haven't had time to go back and watch them. The only thing I know about it is setting up the equipment for you to do it before I go to work.
Yeah.
And again, I know we talk about this all the time, but I guess we may need to take steps. And maybe if we heard from the listeners as to what their opinions would be on this about you and Lindsay doing this podcast instead of, doing that sometimes together on Facebook, if y'all just did this podcast I remove myself from it.
Oh, you mean not do TJ and Jody's House?
We've talked about it, yeah.
I know, but I don't know that people want that.
Well, too bad. No, that's why I said I'd like to hear from the peoples. And be honest, I mean, don't say, oh, we don't want to lose TJ and Jody's House because you're worried about hurting my feelings.
He's okay to take something off his plate.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't bother me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, ultimately, I want to do what the people want.
Sure.
Within reason.
And if y'all don't want to see my face at all, it won't. Just say it.
Yeah, or either one of us.
Right.
You'd like us just to cancel everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go work 4 days at the doctor's office.
Yeah, so I may be able to as well. It looks like I'm going to be able to do my other show, my night show, from here some, so I don't have to drive in every night.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so nice.
And
because you and I both drove in to the big city on Friday for a meeting with one of my clients.
Yeah, it's a place called First Impressions, and they're a catering company.
Yes, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so I got a little taste of what you do every single solid, and there wasn't even bad traffic at that time.
Mm-hmm. No.
And whoo, I was worn out when I got back. I was like, I don't know how he does this every single night.
But then sometimes I have to go early. Like I have a client that I do endorsements for that is in Fort Mill, which is south of Charlotte, right? Yeah, it's like going toward Columbia and all that. And so I have to go from way north of Charlotte where we live to south of Charlotte for that appointment before their office closes. And then I'm just stuck having to go right back to the radio station, which is another 30 minutes back the other way, and just hanging out there until time for my show. So I'm there for several hours before my show.
Mm-hmm.
And
anyway.
But Yeah, I'm just hopefully I'll be able to do some of that from here now.
Yeah.
Once I get all of it hooked up and everything. But back to the other deal, yeah, just send us a DM or something, you know, just your thoughts on this becoming Lindsay and Jody, you know, talk girl stuff or whatever for 30 minutes.
Talk girl stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, we go over that. We go way over 30.
I know, and that's another reason why I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. How far over 30 do y'all? I know you did the first time you were on there.
Yeah, it's some 45 minutes, 50 minutes. I don't know, something like that.
Hmm.
It's a lot to say, I really? Guess.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, women like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I really, but overseeing the project actually is Riggins, so.
Yeah, I know.
That's between him and y'all. I don't know. But then, you know, as the overseer of it, he mentioned something and then you jump down his throat.
Because he's dramatic.
He just said that last week they had our daughter Lainey on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they didn't let Lainey talk enough.
But we did. And I named everything that she talked about. So he was just being... You want to tell you what drives me crazy is when you touch and move the microphone and the seat when we're in the middle of the show.
Okay, well, it has to be done.
Why?
I don't know how many years we're going to do this before you realize you can't just have the mic right in your mouth like this.
I didn't have it in my mouth. I'm not even touching it.
You did. You had it too far in your mouth.
Well, I can tell you what, Lindsay doesn't mess with me when I'm on hers.
Because you and Lindsay know about the same amount when it comes to that kind of stuff.
And it's fine.
Which is none.
It's fine.
Okay, so Riggins said Lainey didn't talk enough.
But she did.
Huh.
I asked her questions. We talked about things. Yes, she did.
Well, I guess maybe asking Lainey would be the...
And Lainey's not a big motor mouth.
Who is?
Lindsay and me.
Oh.
Did he think I wasn't going to say that? I mean, I'm well aware.
I was just trying to get you to say Lindsay, just Lindsay. So
I know, I talked too.
I could start a little controversy.
It's her show, so I kind of let her lead it, and then I just follow along. I'm used to that.
You know what that is? The blonde leading the blonde.
Whatever.
That's an old 80s joke there.
Mm.
Remember blonde jokes?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. That shouldn't be any offense to you, though.
Why?
Because you're not a real blonde. Are you?
I don't know what color I am anymore. Gray. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So there.
Well.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But again, I don't, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other on that other deal. What y'all talk about, how much you talk, how long it goes, whether you let Lainey talk or not.
Mm-hmm.
Have at it.
Mm-hmm.
We got my full blessing on whatever.
Did I jump down his throat?
Yeah, you were pretty aggressive.
What'd I say?
Stop being dramatic. And now Lainey did talk. And you notice he left right after that.
No, we didn't. He's always saying stuff to me.
Yeah. Okay.
It's how we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll see.
What?
Yes, we'll see.
What's going to happen to me? I'm not going to be able to do the podcast anymore?
No, he'll come to me and say Jody was out of line. And I'll say, I know, I saw
and
it.
And then what are you going to do?
And I apologize.
Oh, gosh.
I have to apologize for you all the time.
Is that right?
Your behavior,
Is that right? Yes. Okay.
All the time.
Uh-huh. Only
okay,
to him.
Okay, and I'm going to have to do it right here. I'm sorry, lady and gentlemen, that she's being, you know, so... boisterous and unsophisticated right now. So we're going to take a break and I'll try to settle her down.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So please bear with us. Show us some grace, please. Hang on.
More next. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ and Jody's House.
Okay, final segment of TJ and Jody's House. Maybe forever. Forever.
Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, my lovely bride mentioned earlier that we had finished the show Waterfront, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. We liked it that.
A little gory.
Not compared to the shows that I like usually.
Right.
But I don't, I don't get to watch shows much anymore. Mm-mm. So it's almost like all of that time when I was watching TV, like constantly and ripping through a series in just a few days and stuff like that. I was stockpiling it, you know, subconsciously because I had this coming up where I was going to be working both ends of the clock. So, we can watch TV together. Usually we'll carve out time on Sunday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got through Waterfront. But now we need a new show.
Yeah, we do.
Because then sometimes we'll start watching shows with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. And then when we're with them, we don't watch TV every time we're with them. So it mm-hmm. takes us a long time to get through a series when, mm-hmm. when we're watching it with them.
Mm-hmm. And now there won't be any of that because football's starting.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the show Untamed?
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's one that we... I don't know what it's
I don't
about.
Remember what it's about, though. I've heard of it. I've seen the trailer, I think. But I watch. Here's what I do. When I do have a few minutes to look at TV, I'll just start looking and watching trailers, trying to come up with what shows that Jody and I can watch together.
Because it's hard to find.
And I watch so many trailers that I just forget.
You forget what you've watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I do remember something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a black fella in it?
I don't know. I just saw it on Netflix. It's in the top 10 or something.
Is that the one with that black fella? That really nice looking black fella?
I don't know. Anyway. So you watched TV yesterday?
Yeah. I don't even want to tell you what I've been watching, the series that I'm into.
Oh, I'm sure it's something sick.
It's not sick. You know... My favorite cop show of all time was Bosch.
Yes.
Okay, so then there were all these seasons, I think like 6 seasons of Bosch.
6,000, yeah.
And then there was a spinoff of Bosch called Bosch Legacy.
Yeah.
And I think that was 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then they said it's the final Bosch, no more Bosch. But in that final season of Bosch Legacy, they brought in a character that is a detective that Bosch worked with, and it was that Maggie Q. Mm-hmm. And you know, I like her a lot.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And she's pretty. I think she's just adorable.
Well, when you said I like her a lot, I took it as you think she's hot.
No, I think she's cute.
Okay.
But I like, because she's not one of the, like, she's a good actress. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's with that Dylan McDermott. Mm-hmm. I think they're a couple, but they became a couple on another show that we used to watch with them together. Okay.
But he's also on Hunting Wives that I watched 2 episodes.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
I like him too. So anyway, they brought her on as a character to help Bosch in the last season, and now she's got her show that is all done just like Bosch, except it's called Ballard, which is her name, and she works for the cold case unit. Mm. And that's what I've been watching.
Sounds great.
I don't like it as well as Bosch, but it's pretty good.
So is that what you sat up here and watched
yesterday? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't sit like that when it's sunny out, and it makes me go crazy.
Yeah. You could if you had my current schedule.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I'm glad you were up here doing that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I mean, that is so rare.
And then are you sad because we're almost finished with Leanne?
Yes. Because you know what? It makes me happy. It makes me laugh. I relate to it. I mean, all of it, you mm-hmm. know, and there's nothing like watching a happy show like that right before you go to bed and like killings and stuff.
I love the Leanne show.
And I just love it. I think we only have 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
that is the best show. It's so, every bit of it's relatable to me, and I'm going to start saying I'm taken to the bed.
You should have already been saying that since you heard it in her stand-up.
I should have. I'm taken to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taken to the bed. I'm going to say that a lot.
But, yeah, that's a good show. And it's better than I thought it was going to be.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, and it does have the laugh tracks in it and things like that. It's a Chuck Lorre show, which he's the one that did all those CBS shows like Two and a Half Men and what's the show with Sheldon, Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon and all of those.
But why does everybody complain about, I saw a lot of people before I started it complaining about the laugh track.
Because it makes it sound so fake. It's just a, you know, shows like The Office came along and that changed the trend.
I get it.
Of, you know, not having the
laugh track.
And they're not, and they don't do it in front of a live studio audience like they used to. Like Seinfeld was, you know, with an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of the sitcoms used to be that way. And then The Office came.
Mm-hmm.
No laughing. I think.
I love The Office. Well,
there was another one, like a Fox show may have been before The Office that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, young people don't like it.
I don't even really pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the new Frasier has a bad, some of them sound more realistic than others, but that new Frasier show, it sounds horrible. I mean, it's a really fake sounding studio laugh.
The one we watched.
Yeah.
I think Leanne's so much, I think it's funnier than that.
Yeah. I think probably I laugh more at that than I do the new Frasier.
Yeah.
The old Frasier is probably my favorite sitcom ever.
Sure. Sure.
You know, it's a higher brow comedy. It's more intellectual, more cerebral comedy than what most people, you know, like on a day-to-day basis.
Because
that's what I am, Mr. Cerebral. Have you even heard what I call myself on my political show? What my name I've given myself is just to aggravate the people who don't like it.
Gosh, what? I think I have.
I'm the green-eyed patriot is what I am.
Okay.
So
you're making all kinds of friends over there, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that I see at night or in the evenings when I go over there, I mean, they think I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was a little issue with somebody at the radio station that was trying to cause trouble for me or something, and I went on the air and talked about it and didn't shy away from it.
3 months, sparks flying.
But everybody at the news talk station, they're not used to that kind of stuff. They're, you know, business and the news and the issues and the whatever. And I'm in there clowning, like, hey, so this guy is going around telling me, da, da, da. And the next, because I mean, that's the way I've always done a radio show, but I've also never been a news talk person. Doing a news talk show. So a lot of people, when I go in the evenings that are there, are like, yes, that was so awesome. Like it was just a big deal. I don't know what the daytime people think of it though.
I don't know.
But you gotta bring some excitement. I figure that's why they brought me on there.
Okay.
Just shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But yeah. It's fun doing that.
What?
Shaking things up a little bit.
You love to shake things up.
So right in just a few minutes when we're finished with this podcast, we have a big day. Boy is coming over to visit.
I know.
And Jody's all excited.
Well, I asked him earlier in the week, you think he could come visit?
Now, are you excited just because he's coming to visit, or are you excited because he's coming to visit and he and I can pull out that big rug that you're wanting to put down in the living room and also hook up some big heavy speakers so we can take pictures of them and put them on the marketplace to sell?
Maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe kill two birds with one stone.
Did you tell
him? And feed him while he's here.
Did you tell him you were going to ask him to do that when he gets here?
I didn't tell him about the rug.
Yeah, well.
Surprise!
You may want to preface that with, hey, this is not why I wanted you to come over, but as long as you're here.
He won't mind.
You help your daddy get that rug out.
He doesn't mind helping his mama.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. Not at all.
Nope.
But it's just the fact that you baited him over here like you just wanted to see him.
I do want to see him. I never
see
him.
You want to see him lifting that rug is what you want to see.
No, I don't. I never see him. I tried to get you to help me with that rug without him. And is there a rug in there? No.
Well, you said that we could just do it today, which is Sunday.
Well, and we were going to do it. And then he's here. Peter
brought him into
it. Okay, no, we were going to do that, but now he's coming. So a woman shouldn't have to do that.
I was going to do it by myself. All you were going to have to do is stand back and look and say, which I figure you're going to say is, I don't like that. Roll it back up and put it in the garage.
And that's the deal. If it gets rolled out and I don't like it, it has to come up.
Yeah.
So I made that known so that if I say, it's no shock to anybody.
Okay. Oh, I'm never shocked anymore.
What have I asked you to do?
I'm just saying I'm never shocked by any of the way your mind works sometimes. That
really?
Yeah.
How does my mind work?
Well, like when you ask somebody if they want this or that, and then whatever they choose, you go, how about this? When they say that, then you go, no, we're going to do this.
Really?
Like the you know, prime example is when a long time ago, but she hasn't changed from this. This is the way she is. She called Aiden, who was at home, and she said, hey, do you want me to fix something at home for dinner, or you want me to just stop and get Wendy's? And he said, I think I'd like Wendy's. And she goes, I'll just cook something at home. Just that fast.
Because
he came in the room and he goes, why does mom even ask me what I want if she's going to? I said, I don't know.
Do I do that a lot now, though?
No, because there aren't a whole lot of choices now of things. Because I don't eat.
Right. Right.
But I mean, you do have your quirks, and that's what people love about you. That I always point out your little quirks. People think it's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quirks.
Right. You're a quirky, eccentric type of person.
When do I get to pick out your quirks to people?
It's not like you sit around just singing my praises all the time. I mean.
Sure I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I do.
Okay. We're out of time now for liars.
Oh, not nice.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Because you know you don't do that. You don't sing my praises. Because to be honest with you, I'll give you this. I don't have many praises to be sung. I'm breaking down right before your very eyes.
Fishing.
I'm old.
Fishing.
No, I'm not fishing. Uh-huh. Not at all. Nobody dislikes me more than I do. You know that.
That is horrible. You know that. Well, to say.
I know, but it's the truth.
You think the Lord wants to hear you say that? But
once I get handsome again, when I lose the candy coating, then I'll really be loving myself again, and then everybody else will too. Because people don't like non-attractive people. So that's all. Everything depends on how attractive you are in life. Don't let anybody tell you that it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Kids, listen.
Now we got to go work on his brain because something's not right.
I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go. So that's it for TJ and Jody's house. Maybe forever, maybe not. Who knows?
To be continued. Mm-hmm.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's house. Take care, and we'll see you next week. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted. Granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, ladies, when you have dry, flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.